Thanksgiving is Thursday. Despite pandemic, there's much to be grateful for. I've had all sorts of Thanksgivings. Of course, I loved it as a kid. We gathered joyfully with aunts, uncles, and cousins who lived elsewhere. On National Magazine's Thanksgiving 1953 cover showed a Thanksgiving ideal Norman Rockwell might have painted. A different artist did. He posed my parents, my sister, several neighbors and strangers, and me in a neighbor's beautiful old New England dining room, saying grace over a very full table. In the foreground, I'm trying to sneak an olive, and my father's hand is out threatening consequences. One year we went in to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving parade, but restaurants were closed. We ate Thanksgiving dinner in the automat. That delighted Gary and me, but my mother was less pleased. Outside, a ragged man was sleeping one off. As we left, Mother bought a wrapped turkey sandwich and left it beside him. Other Thanksgivings had their own magic, but the story about the pilgrims thanking the Indians seemed less moving as I learned more about how whites treated the tribes. Once I grew up, I spent most Thanksgivings alone and liked it. On Thanksgiving 1974, Las Cruces Mayor Bob Munson and his wife Diana invited me, and I had a great time. In 1984, I was traveling in Asia on Thanksgiving. A page of that day's Korea Times contained two photos, a starving Ethiopian mother and child, and a chubby two-year-old awaiting Thanksgiving turkey in Paradise, PA. An eloquent statement. Unintended, I think. The happiest Thanksgiving was 12 years ago, the November I met my wife. Nowadays, we spend Thanksgiving with certain friends and their families, mostly writers and artists, about 20 people. Everyone makes something. After the main meal, we walk along the river before returning for incredible homemade pie with ice cream. Not this year. Zoom can't give me the taste of that pie. All of which is to urge everyone, don't do it. No large groups. Celebrate your wonderful family and friends by helping them be around next Thanksgiving. At a 10-person gathering in Doña Ana County, you have a 93% chance of running into someone who's COVID-19 positive. If your family or friends don't bother with masks or safe distances, your odds of celebrating Christmas in isolation or an overtaxed hospital go way up. Tuesday, New Mexico's record 2,112 new cases was hundreds higher than the previous record. Then on Thursday, we counted 3,675. Our county took 77 days to record 20 deaths, 21 days to go from 60 to 80, then 6 to reach 100. Even so, we've a lot to be grateful for, and let's keep it that way.